Good morning. We're with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Joined us on Monday. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Certainly, the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia is the big news of the day. New York's delegation represented, certainly. And before we go into the major issue, of course, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo slated to be one of the speakers.
Yeah, he's going to be one of at least six prominent New Yorkers to address the convention. His father, Mario Cuomo, really made a national name for himself when he addressed the convention. He was the keynote speaker in 1984, and he took down Ronald Reagan's Shining City on the Hill speech. It made him an instant presidential candidate. For the governor, it's going to be a more low-key address. He doesn't have as prominent a role, but people will be watching and perhaps remembering his father at the same time. It'll be the first convention since his father died.
When is he scheduled to speak?
Good question. The convention's 4 days. He's going to be there for 2 days. They have not said yet exactly when. We don't think it's today because the schedule says he'll be in New York City. It's interesting that he's the head of the New York delegation, but he's only going to be there a couple of days, whereas Mayor de Blasio, his political foe, and will also be addressing the convention at some point, but he's going to be there all 4 days, as is Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli.
Especially since his relationship with Hillary Clinton seems to be much stronger than Bill de Blasio.
Absolutely. You know, the governor worked for the Clintons, you know, worked for Bill Clinton as HUD secretary, has a strong relationship with them, as opposed to de Blasio, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager when she ran for Senate in 2000. Her New York campaign manager, but really angered them by waiting about 6 months before endorsing her presidential bid this time around. But he will have a role. He is a link to the progressive wing of the party where Hillary Clinton is weakest.
One of the major fights, it looks like, will be this battle of Airbnb. Both supporters and enemies will be taking their fight to Philadelphia.
Yeah, interesting. They are both running ads on TV in Philadelphia and New York. Both sides, the anti-Airbnb people are going to be running full-page ads in USA Today, which will be delivered to the hotels where the delegates are. And both will have these trucks with their ads driving around Philadelphia, these LED trucks. So they see it as an important way to reach out to both Clinton and the Democratic delegates.
Reaching out to New York Republicans. How about this in your column, the idea of some New York Republicans wanting Donald Trump's kids to run for mayor of New York?
Yeah, they were very impressed with Trump's kids, particularly Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, who addressed the Republican convention last week. Some have raised the possibility that either Donald Jr. or Eric perhaps would even take on Mayor de Blasio next year when he's up for re-election. Some top Republicans, including Ed Cox, says it's too early to even start those discussions, that the focus has to be about electing their father president first and seeing how he performs before then dealing with the kids. But everyone seems to think if they want it, they could have bright political futures.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. We're always glad to have him on Mondays to tell us what's happening in New York. And you can always find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.